You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Concerning exactly what is the Hezbo Nefesh, what's the purpose of Klal Yisrael in this world. So we find in many, many Mamori Chazal that discuss the purpose of Klal Yisrael in this world, that we're portrayed as being an Ur LaGoyim, which is interpreted in English to mean a spiritual light to the nations of the world. And the question is, what does that mean? What is the significance of that? What is the purpose behind that? What are we basically saying when we basically make that type of comment? How does Klal Yisrael serve as an Ur LaGoyim? And the fact of the matter is that the Netziv, in his Perush to Pashas Lech Lecha, and later on in many of his Shelos and Shuvos, points out that the paradigm example of Klal Yisrael being an Ur LaGoyim was first initiated going back to the time of the Avos, specifically Avram Avinu, Sarah Imenu, and at the end of Pashas Lech Lecha, the Rabbanu Shalom tells Avraham, and we say this every morning in our davening, that your name is being changed from Avram to Avraham, and Sarah is going to become Sarah, because at this point in time, I'm giving you a new definition of purpose in this world, ki Av Haman Goy Nasaticha, you're going to be the father of the nations of the world, Sarah is going to be the mother of the nations of the world, you're going to become really the king, she'll become the queen, and your purpose is going to be, as you've demonstrated up until this point in time, based upon the Pasuk, Hanefasha She'asu Becharan, that what you're going to do is be spiritually responsible, not only for your own spiritual development, but you're going to be spiritually responsible for the spiritual development of the entire world, that exists at that point in time. So whatever non-Jew lives on the face of this earth, whatever Ben Noach is in existence, will have to be influenced by you one way or another for you to uplift them to what their spiritual level should be. And that means nothing more than a Ben Noach observing what is required by him, and that is to observe the Sheva Mitzvah Ben Noach, the seven mitzvahs of Ben Noach, given to mankind from the beginning of Briat Olam to Adam Arishon, six of the seven, and the seventh was completed and given to Noach after he left the Teva after the Mabel. So we call them the Shemis B'nei Noach, but this is the mitzvah requirement of the non-Jewish world. Now what Avram and Sarah did is they basically spent their time, as the Rambam describes, traveling from place to place and doing a couple of things to try to impact and influence the non-Jewish world concerning who is God and who they're supposed to be praying to, what is their obligation to God when it comes to observance of mitzvahs. And the Rambam tells us that the Avram and Sarah team, when they set up their tents in the respective communities, Avram was Makar of the men, as Rashi mentions, Sarah was Makareves the women. And what they did is they demonstrated that there's only one God in this world, who we call the Rabbeinu Shalom Hashem Yisbarach. They were concerned that they have to take the nations of the world away from their belief in idolatry, and their belief in polytheism, and make them all monotheists, believe in one God, and that is the God of Briat Olam, our God, the Rabbeinu Shalom. And they used three techniques. Avram is being an iconoclast to show that if a desire meant nothing, was known to break idols, and by breaking idols, he showed the nations of the world that idols have no intrinsic value whatsoever. They have no power to hurt you, to help you. They are worthless symbols, and unfortunately, you were lied to by those who created the idols, the priests who created the idols, and the temples for these idols. We're lying to you. There's no such thing. There's only one God on the face of this earth, and that is the Rabbanu Shalom. By breaking the idol publicly and nothing happened to you is a way of showing that the idol has no power whatsoever. They spoke, they made lectures all over, theologically explaining why God is the only God that can exist, and there's no other God but the Ribbono Shel Olam. And besides breaking idols and speaking, they also wrote pamphlets and booklets which they disseminated, so people can read summaries of what they had spoken about, chazer over the materials of their spiritual responsibilities. To remember it easily means they spoke, they broke, they wrote, and this was the methodology used by them when it comes to Kirev Rechokem, bringing people closer and closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. This was the activities of Avram Vesara, and Chazal tell us when Hashem saw how successful they were, He made it not only something they do, but He gave it them a divine mission to do this, gave them new names to represent this divine mission, and therefore they became, what Chazal tell us, because of this, the progenitors of the Jewish people when it comes to creating the Amanivcha, which we are representatives to this very day. Klal Yisrael are the Amanivcha that directly descended from the spiritual legacies of Avraham Vesara, later on Yitzhak and Leah, and Rivka, and finally Yaakov, when it came to Leah and Rachel. All of the Avos V'Imos, ultimately speaking, had a spiritual legacy, a mission from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Rambam describes, and that mission was a twofold mission. To be, on one hand, particularist, involved with your own spirituality, your own spiritual development. Chazal tell us the Avos V'Imos were so desirous in trying to fine-tune their spiritual Avedis Hashem, that not only did they observe the Zayin Mitzvah B'nei Noach and the Mitzvah Bris Milah, which is the explicitly extra mitzvah given to them in Parshas Lech Lecha, but they were taught by Ruach HaKodesh, the Ramban says, the enormity and the entire corpus of Torah of the future of Klal Yisrael, of the Tayyag Mitzvahs. They were told what the Tayyag Mitzvah is going to be, the Daraisos, the Darabanans. Chazal tell us that Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov established yeshivas to study this material, and the Avos themselves and the Imos observed therefore Tayyag Mitzvahs even before the Torah was given as an option. In fact, Chazal tell us that when Yaakov returned from the house of Laban after so many years of separation, 22 years and such, he sent a message to Esav. Don't think I underwent any type of spiritual demise in the house of Laban, the great Ovdei Avodah Zarah, but realize I'm Laban Garti, I stayed with Laban. V'tayag mitzvah shamarti, I observed even in that environment as an option all of the tayag mitzvahs. L'lamad v'maisav harayim, I didn't learn from his evil ways. And therefore the Avos prided themselves that when it came to their Avedis Hashem on a personal level, they were makbid l'fnim ashura sadin, to observe Tayyag Mitzvahs besides the regular Chiyuvim of Zayin Mitzvahs and the Mitzvah Bris Milah. What is interesting is that they, despite that Chumrah upon themselves, were mashpi upon Ummas HaOlam. They had no mandate of giving them Tayyag Mitzvahs. They only had a mandate of teaching them Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, to believe in one God, and that is the God, the Ribbono Shel Olam, Anoich Hashem Elokecha, and that's what they spent their lives doing, spiritually uplifting society. And Chazal say this set the tone for what Klal Yisrael were going to be required to do when they officially were mekabel the Torah. The Netziv says explicitly in his Perish Lechumish and Pashas Lech Lecha that later on, if you look in the preamble of the Tekufa of Maimed Har Sinai in Pashas Yisrael, before Klal Yisrael were given the Aseres HaDibros and given the title of the Am Segula, the Am Hanivchar, Hashem said to Klal Yisrael, Atem tiuli mamleches kaina v'gay kadosh. To accept this birth, to become Klal Yisrael, you have to become a mamleches kaina, a nation of priests, and a gay kadosh, and a holy nation. What does this mean? What is the significance of this? So the Nitziv says, Gai Kadosh, a holy nation, means Klayis now are officially by Kabbalah, Sotar, Nasa, Venishma, accepting the halachic obligation of Tayyag Mitzvahs, all the Deraisas, all the Derabanans, Peirish of Teirish Lubal Peh, how you interpret the Mitzvahs and observe the Mitzvahs, Klayis always Makabal Kola Teirah Kula. And that's what Nasa V'Nishma refers to later on at the actual Kabbalah itself. And that's how we become a good Kaddosh, a Shekidushadim and Mitzvaysav. By doing mitzvahs, we make Kaddosh ourselves. We make ourselves holy. We connect to the Rabbanu Shalom. But besides that, they were called a Mamleches Kohanim. What does a Mamleches Kohanim mean? So the Nitziv says this means that even though every Jew in Klayus was not a Kohen, we know we're divided into Kohanim, to Leviim, to Yisraelim, but that's when it comes to our own personal Chiyuvim. Vis-a-vis the world at large, we are a kingdom of priests, meaning each and every one of the Jews on the face of this earth is a spiritual representative of the Rabbanu Shalom in this world. We have a responsibility not only on a communal level, but on a personal level to inspire the non-Jewish world in their observance of Zayin Mitzvahs, to believe in monotheism and one God in the Rabbeinu Shalom who created the universe. That's our purpose. That's our tachlis. That's why Hashem created us. That's why Hashem put us into this world. And therefore, we are the priests preaching Hashem's spiritual concepts to the world, elevating the world to believe in the Rabbeinu Shalom. And that is why ultimately we are called an Or LaGoyim, a spiritual light to the nations of the world. The nations of the world learn by our teachings, by the way we conduct our lives. We basically teach them how to relate to the Rabbeinu Shalom, how to understand and comprehend the purpose of mankind in this world, and how to relate to Hashem on everyday activities that we do. And if that's the case, we have a tachlis as an Or LaGoyim, to be a Mamleches Kohanim, to go out and preach to the world at large what their responsibilities are, and therefore be the source of bringing the nations of the world closer and closer to the Rabbanu Shalom. There is the pasuk in Parshas Kisavai, and this pasuk itself is in fact a personification of what I just mentioned to you a couple of minutes ago, in which the pasuk defines how Klal Yisrael are able to inspire the nations of the world to bring them closer to the Rabbanu Shalom. The pasuk which I'm going to read for now, you can look it up yourself, it's in Perech Chavches, the 28th chapter in Sefer Devarim, Parshas Kisavo, this week's Pasuk HaShavua. It starts with pasuk Tes, and let me read you some of the psukim and show you how what I just mentioned to you is Marumis in the Psukim over here that I'm going to be reading to you. The Pasuk reads, Yekimcha Hashem lo la'am kadosh, Hashem will create you to be a holy nation, Kasha nishba alach, as Hashem swore to you, Ki sishma es mitzvos Hashem alokecha, as you observe God's mitzvos, V'halachta b'derachav, and you walk in the spiritual pathways of the Rabbeinu Shalom. That the way that Hashem will make sure that we'll become the Am Kadosh and fulfill the mitzvahs is by observing mitzvahs and following Hashem's spiritual pathways. I'll explain very shortly what that means. And then the pasuk says, V'ra'u kol amai oretz, the nations of the world will look upon us, ki shem Hashem nikur alecha, that the name of God is called upon us, v'yaru mimecha, and they'll be fearful from you. We'll have to understand what that means very shortly. And Hashem says that if you do this, Hashem hosich Hashem l'teiva b'fribid l'priyavab hemtecha priyad masecha, that Hashem is going to give us tremendous brachos and all that we produce and all that we have agriculturally in the land Eretz Yisrael that Hashem swore to give to us. He'll open up his otzaras hatov in shemayim, the divine treasured house of heaven will be open. He will be mavarak kamaseh yedecha. He literally will give brach to all that we do. Nasant Hashem l'rosh will be known as the primary nation on the face of this earth. Will be lamaila, will go higher and higher. Ki sishma shech Hashem l'kecha. As we listen to Hashem, and listen to the mitzvahs Hashem gave us, Hashem l'chavitzav chayom, lishma v'laseis. So we therefore see that the Rabbi Hashem gave us a mandate. Now in these psukim, I want to show you something. Not only did Hashem tell us that we have to observe His mitzvahs and halachti b'derachav, but the nations of the world are going to look upon us. V'yaru mimecha, they'll be fearful from you. So I want to share with you a very, very important yesod articulated by the Vilna Gaon, furthering the yesod which I articulated before in the name of the Nitziv, quoting the psukim in Pashas Bereishis, and the Psukim in Pashas Yisrael, and the Vilna Gaon says the following. The Vilna Gaon says, in world history we have found that when the nations of the world look upon Klal Yisrael, they don't always fear us. Even when we perform Torah Mitzvahs, they don't always fear us. So what does the Pasuk mean? What is the meaning of this pasuk? What is the purpose of this pasuk? So says the Vilna Gaon, that Klal Yisrael can accomplish their mission only if we become the Gei Kadosh, the holy nation that Hashem wants us to do, and we can become a holy nation by doing two things, the Gaon says. But obviously by learning Torah and becoming experts in the mitzvahs of the Torah, which we are going to perform on a daily, ongoing basis, ki sishma es mitzvahs Hashem elokecha, and then it says halachti b'derachav, we're following the derachim of Hashem. I want you to know the halachti b'derachav is one of the tayag mitzvahs. It's mitzvah tof ruot reish yud aleph, the 611th mitzvah quoted in the Sefer Chinuch, in which he enumerates the Tayag Mitzvahs, and he quotes this pasuk from Pashas Kisavo as the source. Halachta b'derachav means we model the way we conduct our life ethically, morally, spiritually, not only bein adam l'makom, but bein adam l'chavero, after the spiritual pathways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as they are anthropomorphically depicted in the Torah. When we look at Hashem, as he's mentioned in the Torah, Hashem is portrayed as an entity that has rachamav al kol asav. God has compassion upon all his creatures, as I mentioned in last week's shiur. He has compassion and concern for all the creatures he created, whether creatures are human beings or creatures are animals. He has concern for their health and welfare. He feels the responsibility to take care of our physical health, giving us the food and giving us the nourishment and the environment in which to survive and thrive in this world. He's concerned with our spiritual health, that we should be involved in spiritual elevation, spiritual purity. That's the purpose of the Tayag Mitzvahs he gave to the Jewish people. And the Zayin Mitzvah Nei Noach he gave to the Umas HaOlam. In fact, Chazal tell us, when Hashem took Adam, Arish, and Echava into Gan Eden, in the beginning of the Chumash, and he told him, I'll take you into Gan Eden, which represents this world. La'avda u'lashamra. Avda means I want you to be involved in the physical development of the world, to develop it technologically, scientifically, medically, do whatever you have to do to make the world a place that's a beautiful place to live. That's called Kibush Olam, conquering the universe, figuring how it works, and therefore using it in the most constructive way to maintain mankind in the most beautiful fashion on the face of this planet. At the same time, it said, Shamra, I want you to maintain the spiritual purity of Briat Olam. The world was created by Hashem being Mistaka Bereisa Bar Alma. He took the Kedushin sanctity of the Torah and modeled it and used it to create the physical universe. The physical universe, therefore, must be a makam of spirituality, of Kedusha, to be the place that Hashem Shechina should be able to rest throughout the entire universe. Malak Aretz Kavoda, Hashem's cover, should feel comfortable in every expanse of all the places where human beings live on the face of this earth. And Chazal tell us, based upon that, that when we ourselves, as Klal Yisrael, are doing Hashem's will in this world, it's not only the Tayyak Mitzvahs we have to do, which deal with Ben Adam L'Makom and Ben Adam L'Chavero, but we have to be Holach B'Derachav, we have to be models, microcosms of the Rabbeinu Shalom, representing Hashem's divine essence in this world. And therefore, that's why the Pasuk says, if Klal Yisrael does this, V'ro Kol Am Haaretz, the nations of the world will look upon us, they'll see how we act, not only in the meticulous nature of performing our mitzvahs, but how we interact with the world at large, with avas habrios, with concern for the health and welfare of all the people on the face of this earth, for their physical needs, for their spiritual needs, for their medical needs, for their scientific needs, their technological needs. We'll serve as a conduit of this knowledge to the world at large, have rachamim on the entire world and concern for all the creatures, human creatures, animal creatures, Sab al-Chaim Derais, as I discussed in the previous shurim. So when they see the name of God called upon the Jewish people, which means they see God's essence in the way that a Jew conducts his life, v'yoru mimecha. The Gaon says not they're going to be afraid of the Jews. Yoru mimecha means they'll learn the fear and reverence of what they have to God by seeing how the Jews have reverence and fear of the Ribbono Shalom. We'll be their rabbeim, we'll be their teachers, we'll be their role models, how they're supposed to relate to God when it comes to their existence on the face of this earth. If that's the case, Klal Yisrael, as an Or LaGoyim, are able to mashpi upon the world, not only by preaching to them and teaching to them and writing books about theology for them to read, but merely by serving as a role model how holy people can become if they walk in God's divine spiritual pathways, will give ethics and morality and spirituality to this world, will become the scholars of the world to teach them what the Torah has to say when it comes to what the way they're supposed to conduct their lives as a non-Jew relating to the Ribbono Shalom. V'yaru mimecha. They'll learn the fear and reverence of God by the way the Jews conduct their life. This is the way Klal Yisrael will be an Am HaNivchar, an Am Segula, a Goy Kadosh. The way the Klal Yisrael will ultimately become a Mamleches Kohanim and ultimately speaking, become a Goy Kadosh. What I want to point out to you is that there is a beautiful Mishnah in the third chapter, Pirkei Avos, that was penned by none other than the great Tana of Klal Yisrael, of the Meseres HaTorah, and referring to specifically Rabbi Akiva, the great Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says in this Mishnah three things. Chaviv Adam Shenivra Betzalem. Chaviv is man that he was created the image of God. Chaviv Klal Yisrael have a Chavivus because they're called Banim Atem LaHashem LaKeichem. They are the children of the Rabbeinu Shalom. And Chaviv is a Chavivus given to Klal Yisrael that he gave us his Klei Chemda, the most precious object that Hashem possesses in the universe, and that is Hashem's Torah. The Klei Chemda that he gave us is the most precious object that Hashem ever created, and therefore, based upon that, Hashem gave us special items and objects and relationships that we have to understand. Chazal tell us, the Baal Tosfos Yom Tov, who's one of the Mefarshim on the Mishnah Pirkei Avos in the third chapter, comments that what the Mishnah is really talking about is defining Klal Yisrael's mission in their interaction between themselves and the non-Jewish world. And let me explain to you what he says and explain to you in actuality what this means, what this concept is all about, and in actuality, how this impacts upon the greatness of Klal Yisrael when it comes to how we're impacting upon the universe and the people in this universe in all the generations to come. Says the Tosfos Yom Tov, the following Yedesod, the following concept. When it says in the Mishnah, Chavav Adav Hanibah B'Tzalem, the Klal Yisrael's first mission when it comes to dealing with the non-Jewish world is to explain to them that they are not a two-legged animal. They're a human being that's created B'Tzelem Elokim, as the Psukim teach us in Sefer Bereishis. Hashem created all of mankind in His divine image. Explain to the non-Jewish world what that means. In actuality, how do we accomplish that? How in the world does Klal Yisrael have the capacity and have the yicholas, have the ability to reach such incredible spiritual levels? So what Klal Yisrael is supposed to teach the non-Jewish world, that not only Jews were created in the image of God, but all of mankind were created in the image of God. Which means this gives us the capacity, it gives us the capability of having Hashem's divine spirit blown into our nostrils, va'yipach ba'apav nishmas ruachayim, was said even on Adam v'Chava, who were not Jews, they were b'nei Noach. Every human being has a divine part, a tzelem Elohim, that allows us to have a divine piece of God in each and every one of us. I call it the divine Pentium chip Hashem puts in human beings, that we should be godlike. And with this Pentium chip, this Tzelem Elokim, it allows us as human beings to elevate ourselves from an animal level to a divine human level, to relate to God, to understand God, to communicate to God on a very high spiritual plane. Non-Jews have to be taught, says Achazal, that you are a creator of God, that you have God implanted into you. And if that's the case, if God is implanted into you, and you have God therefore dwelling in your midst, I therefore want you to act in a godlike fashion. I saw a cute little commercial a couple of minutes ago, in which you had a non-Jewish black man, a very heavy man, make the following comment, which has a cute tone to it, but it also shows you what he understood when he was told that God dwells inside him. He said, "Why am I so heavy?" He says, "Very simple. If I was skinny, God who dwells in me would just be living in a house. I'm going to be a heavy individual, a big individual, because if that's the case, I'm going to have God dwell in a gigantic mansion." I mean, he took it literally. But on a conceptual level, Chazal tell us, Tzelem Elokim gives us the ability to connect to God on a very high spiritual plateau. A tremendous high spiritual plateau. But I want you to know that not everybody has the same level of Tzelem Elokim. Klal Yisrael, who came into existence at Har Sinai and accepted additional mitzvahs, the Goyim have 7. We have 613 plus. This means that Hashem gave us a brand new Tzelem Elokim, a higher level of Tzelem Elokim. We'll call it Tzelem Elokim level number 2, with which to deal with all of these additional mitzvahs and to connect to God on a higher spiritual plane because of a higher level of Tzelem Elokim, which gives us greater Kedusha, gives us greater sanctity, gives us greater spiritual capacities. Chazal tell us that when a non-Jew converts to Judaism, Gersh and his guy Kakatan Shinoila Dami, it's like a brand new child that's born into Judaism, and he's also given at that time when he undergoes Geras a brand new Tzelem Elokim, as Klal Yisrael got when they converted before Har Sinai, and they were given also a higher level of Tzelem Elokim. So we both have Tzelem Elokims, but we have to educate the non-Jewish world. They have it. And therefore they have to act like a human being with God's spirit, not like a four-legged animal, but a two-legged human being, a divine entity walking the face of this earth. Chavodav Shenivra B'Tzelem, that's the first part of the teachings we're supposed to teach the non-Jewish world when it comes to their spiritual potentialities and their spiritual capacities and capabilities. The next thing the Mishnah says, Banim Atem L'Hashem Elokeichem, you are God's children. What is the Baal Mishnah? What is Rabbi Akiva teaching us? If we're Hashem's children, as the Pasuk says in Parshas Re'eh, it means that Hashem gave us the ability to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's Avinu Shebeshamayim, we're his children. Halachti B'Darachav, a father wants his children, his personal children, to follow in his spiritual pathways. If Hashem is Achanun V'Rachim Erechapayim V'Rav Chesed, as we'll be saying these midos of Rachamim in the next couple of weeks, in the Slichos, in the Davening, we recite on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, Aseres and Metshuvah, he wants us to emulate these midos, not just talk about them and read about them, but to personify them, because we're banim, we're children of God. That's why the pasuk says over here, "Lachti b'derachav." If we actually do that thing, we walk in God's divine spiritual pathways, and we model our spiritual life after the Rabbeinu Shalom. What we accomplish by doing such is that the nations of the world will see by role model example what it means to use your Tzelem Elokim and Mitzvah performance to become godlike in this world, to have ethics and morals and spirituality, and have proper pathways. We should act like human beings, not like animals. There should be an elevated level of mankind acting with a Tzelem Elokim, with godlike activities every day. That, Chazal tell us, is the dream and aspiration of Yemais HaMashiach and the end of time, where the entire world will realize this and they basically follow Klal Yisrael's example of having the name of God called upon you. And therefore, Yoru Mimek, as the Gaon says, they'll learn Yir Shamayim, fear of God and reverence of God, from the way Jews conduct their lives every day in the marketplace. There's a Gemara in Masechtas Yoma that says there's a pasuk of Ahavtash Hashem Elokecha. We have to love Hashem. We say it in the Shema Yisrael every day twice. The Gemara says that doesn't only mean we're just supposed to love God, but there's another meaning.
Shehei Shem Shamayim Misahev Al Yadecha.
We have to make sure that the name of God becomes beloved to all the people on the face of this earth. How do we accomplish this? By walking God's divine spiritual pathways, being holik in Hashem's darachav, and chesed verachamim. When the world sees this, it causes a kiddush shem shemayim and brings people closer to God, and people are aware how living a God-infused life on the face of this earth gives you greater spiritual worth, gives you spiritual direction, allows you to accomplish a lot of things, and especially to keep a healthy, spiritual, moral, ethical society in existence. That Hashem should bless societies with health and wealth and perpetuity. So quite obviously speaking, when we are Hashem's children, we are therefore representative of God in this world. When people look upon us, they judge God by the way we conduct ourselves. If we do properly because of Kiddush Hashem, if we act inappropriately, we are causing a...
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
If we're acting inappropriately, we're causing a Chilul Hashem. As the Ramban says, Kiddush Hashem v'Chil Hashem are Tuluyim b'Maisi Adenu, are dependent upon the way we conduct our lives on a daily, ongoing basis. Chazal say that Avraham Avinu was the personification of this. That's why the Rambam says, Avram in Tanakh is called Avram Ohavi, Avram my beloved. Not only did he show love to me, but he made me beloved in the eyes of all the people that he and Sarah impacted upon. That the Shem Shemayim is Havei Yodecha. That's the ultimate form of Ahavta Hashem Elokecha. And therefore, by being Bonim Atem LaHashem Elokechem, we're able to accomplish that as well. The Bechiva in the Mishnah of us continues, Hashem gave us a Kleichemda, a book, a textbook to read and to understand and comprehend and to analyze. And that is the concept of Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebapeh. Say the Mefarshim, what Rabbi Kiva is telling us is that even though the Torah Shebapeh was basically given to Klal Yisrael as a unique matana, the Gemara says in Masech Tzgin al Pidvarim Elu Karati Chabris, the Torah Shebapeh was given exclusively to the Jews as their unique format of Torah. Torah Shebiksav, on the other hand, was given not only to Klal Yisrael, but it was given to the Umas Olam as well to read and to understand. In fact, in Pashas Kisava, you have the mitzvah that when Klal Yisrael went Eva Hayardain, they were supposed to write on big stones the Torah Shebiksav of Chumash Be'er Heitev. Chazal have a tradition they wrote it in 70 languages. The Gemara in Sota explains this to mean that they engraved it on the stock, on the rocks, and the Umas Olam were able to come and copy the text of Torah Shebiksav. They should be able to read it and study it and understand it and spiritually grow through it by reading the last Nusach of Torah Shebiksav. They're able to develop the concept of understanding the God's, the creator of the universe, Metzias Hashem. They're able to see the omnipotence, the divine powers of God in creation and supervision, b'schava onesh, what happens in this world, God's control of the providence of the world at large, the future and kiyum of the world. We say every day in our davening twice, Hashem is mechadesh b'chol yom tamid ma'asa b'reishis. God each and every day causes the ma'asa b'reishis of the world to be recreated and to continue to exist. Hashem gave us a Klei Chemda that we should become the Rabbeim and teachers of the non-Jewish world when it comes to Torah Shebiksav. How to understand it, how to comprehend it, how to understand the Psukim in Tanakh, not the way the Christians perverted it, but the way
Harsina, Hashem gave us the right pshat of Tanakh, and by learning the Tanakh on the right level and comprehending it appropriately, to use it as a mechanism of bringing them closer and closer to God, and making the society more spiritual, more ethical. How interesting it is that our Constitution, Declaration of Independence, and many of the writings of the early laws and rules and regulations that brought America into existence were based upon the biblical concepts of Tanakh. We served as the spiritual mentor to create the democracy of America in which we live today. We served as a spiritual mentor to bring the nations of the world that they should do the same when it comes to their religion and to their rules and regulations of their society. And those that did became more godlike, became more spiritual. So Hashem gave us the Klei Chemda, the Torah, to serve as the Rabbeim. And the Rambam at the end of Hilchis Melachim, when he talks about the concept of Yemei Samashiach, and people won't have to work that hard anymore. Everybody will have Parnasa. People have more time to learn. So the Rambam says, we know what Klal Yisrael is going to be busy with. Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebapeh. There's plenty for us to learn. What are the Goyim going to be doing? The Goyim are going to be analyzing Torah Shebiksav and coming to the Jews to explain the parts that require explanation. That we should be Melamed the Goyim, the concepts of Torah and God and everything contained in the Torah, and use it as a mechanism of uplifting them and connecting them with their Tzelem Elokim to the Rabbeinu Shalom. This is how Klal Yisrael conduct themselves as an Ur L'Goyim, inspiring the world at large in spirituality, in divinity, and believing in the Godship of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and realizing there's only one Rabbeinu Shalom, be mevatel avodah zarah from this world, anoich Hashem Elokecha, that the whole world should believe there's only one God to talk to, one God to pray to, one God to depend upon. Avinu shebeshamayim. When we say the pasuk every day, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, the way this is interpreted and what Rabbi Kiva said when he said it before he passed away, is at this point, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu, we as Klal Yisrael know what the monotheistic and uniqueness and oneness of God means based upon our upbringings. The rest of the world perhaps doesn't. Hashem Echad means that's a prayer and a tefillah as we come to Yemei Samashiach, that we will teach to Umas HaOlam the Achdus HaBori, the monotheistic nature of God, get rid of the Trinity, get rid of all the other false prophets that tried to replace Moshe Rabbeinu, bring the world back to their belief in only one God, have them observe their mitzvahs only because of the Rabbeinu Shalom, pray exclusively only to the Rabbeinu Shalom. The pasuk says in Sefer Yeshaya, Ki beisi beis tefili yakare l'kol ha'amim. My house, the Beis HaMikdash, will be the house of God for all the nations on the face of the earth. That's the temple they're going to be coming to. They're no longer going to be going to Mecca. They're no longer going to be running to the Vatican. Everybody's going to be running to the Makam HaMikdash, and you see a glimpse in it now. Who comes to the Kosel Maravi? Who comes to the Makam HaMikdash? All going from all parts of the world come. We see the beginning of the belief that the God they have to pray to, the God they have to be subservient to, is the Rabbeinu Shalom b'chvoido u'b'atzmo, anochi Hashem Elokecha. We are slowly but surely impacting upon the non-Jewish world when it comes to this belief and this specific concept. I want to end with one more theme before I finish my shiur today. It seems that the Rabbeinu Shalom gave Klal Yisrael special keichos on an intellectual plane, on a spiritual plane, and you find the Pashas Veschanan that Hashem says to Klal Yisrael, the Pasuk, Ki Chachmaschem Chazal interpret this to mean not only is your spiritual literature a tremendous sign of your chachma, but even your knowledge of the scientific and technological and medical laws of the natural world that I created. At that time, he was referring to specifically to the science of astronomy, that when the world sees what experts you are in the technology and sciences and the medicine of your time, you're experts, you're brilliant, you know exactly how to use this stuff for the benefit of society, that causes a kiddush shem shemayim. Don't you think it's a kiddush shem shemayim when you look at the amount of Nobel laureates that are pronounced each and every year? There's a tremendous amount of Jews who are part of these Nobel laureates, these leading educators, and people who inspire the world with their knowledge of technology, medicine, science, and everything else. This is what Klai Yisrael accomplish. Ki hi chachmaschem ubinaschem lefnei ha'amim. This is what they're accomplishing. They're being mekadesh shem shemayim. How interesting it is that some of the greatest scientists and doctors of all time were actually the great chachamim of Klal Yisrael. Chazal tell us that in the time of Tanoim, Rabbi Yishmael was a great scientist and medical person besides being a Talmud Chacham. Shmuel as an Amira was known to have this type of knowledge. You go to the Tekufa of the Rishonim, the Rambam did not become the leading doctor and the personal doctor of the head of the Egypt Empire. What was only for one reason, he was known to be one of the most brilliant doctors on the face of this earth. And I can go further and further and further from generation to generation to show you the great Torah personalities that knew secular and Torah knowledge and therefore were able to use both knowledges to uplift society. The reason I'm mentioning this to you is because the world now is in a tekufa of nisayon, of trial and tribulation. I'm referring now to the fact that we are being tested with a magefa called COVID-19. And this has literally, unbelievably, changed our lives in many different ways, has literally caused society to be in a state of havoc, to be in a state of continuous feelings of literally not knowing what's going to happen day by day. It's caused total problems in the world of economics, in physical existence, in daily life, in interaction with other parts of society, with other members of society, even our interaction with our children and grandchildren, in the way we have simchas when it comes to bar mitzvahs and berisin and weddings. It's changed our lives even when it comes to how we educate. We're zooming. When a kid went on a bus, when he used to go to camp, we used to sing Zoom Golly Golly. Little did I know what that's going to mean now that we see what it means to Zoom. One thing I will tell you for those who are in the stock market, one of the most powerful stocks on the face of this earth now is the Zoom stock. They point out that it accomplished within a couple of months since COVID. It grew as a stock where other stocks take 10 years to grow that way. In a couple of months, they became the most popular stock because that's the way the people in the world communicate. And that's the way we're teaching Torah now, through Zoom. It's an incredible phenomenon called Mashabar Hashem, what Hashem created this world when it comes to technology. Baruch Lechveido is used for Kavod Hashemayim, and it's been used now to be Mabitz Torah on levels we never had before. You can literally listen to Shurim on the computer through Zoom from the time you get up in the morning to the time you go to sleep at night. And if you have insomnia, you can find Shurim in the middle of the night through Zoom. It's incredible. 24 hours we can learn Torah. What I want to mention, and I want to be very, very emphatic, if that's the case, if we're spiritual leaders of the world, we have to act like spiritual leaders. And if we have such a knowledge of medicine, and we realize that medicine is a form of divine compassion, rachmanis, and love that Hashem has for mankind to give us the refuos to cure our disease, we have to therefore be sensitive to this concept. Be sensitive when we're basically confronted with machlas, with disease. We have to be careful not to cause ourselves to get sick. Preventive maintenance, according to Chazal, is included in the mitzvah rapi arape. You have to go to doctors to check your health and your welfare. You're mechuyev in a Torah to do such. You have to conduct your life in a healthy format. You have to put yourselves in places of safety. You can't put yourself in places of sakana. Nishmatim ba'oid l'nafshal seichem. And what I found out in the last couple of days is that unfortunately, and I say unfortunately, we have not been careful when it came to COVID. The opening of the camps in the summer might have been a good idea to many, but it's caused problems. Children got sick, came back, and they infected other people not knowing that they had COVID. We are now having people having simchas, brisin, especially weddings, where people now come in the hundreds and sometimes in the thousands, not wearing masks, not practicing social distancing. How many weddings have we heard about that have taken place in the last couple of weeks? And unfortunately, hundreds of people have gotten sick at these weddings. They've come down with COVID. Even though the people themselves usually practice wearing masks and being careful, and especially if you're older, one zayin in particular want to get a bracha under the chuppah at their child, grandchild's chasana. They never had COVID. They were very careful. They were in the house and they were lenient and they went to the wedding and where everybody was walking around without masks, walking around without any social distancing, wishing the Zayda Mazel Tov, and the Zayda came down with COVID. His life now is in tremendous, tremendous harm. We as the Am HaNivchar, who were given the leadership knowledge of Torah, science, and medicine, have to be an Am HaNivchar and have to show the world that as difficult as it might be, Ezagiba Kavish as Yitzhak, we have to watch ourselves. And if the doctors say don't have gigantic weddings, and don't have gigantic brisin, and don't have gigantic gatherings, and practice social distancing, and practice the concept of wearing masks, and basically protect yourself. We have no one have vaccines yet. We don't have definite therapeutic cures. We as Klaius will have to be the leaders of the world to teach the world what that means, and to lead the world in what has to be done physically and spiritually, refuas hanefesh, refuas haguf, to all to be able to eradicate disease and to be zocha with zchuyos of tshuva meisim tovim, where we have the concept of tshuva, tefillah v'tzedakah, mavinas gezeira. We have to lead the world to sensitize themselves that the answer to COVID is not only a physical phenomenon, but there's a spiritual phenomenon, a refuas hanefesh and a refuas haguf. I plead to each and every one of you, if you have a simcha, you have whatever it might be, you have to gauge if you're going to participate or not participate, and how the simcha is taking place. You might not have a big wedding. I had a grandson who got married in the beginning of the COVID crisis. I love this grandson. He was a grandson, the son of my oldest daughter. I wanted to be at his wedding, but I couldn't be there because the doctor said it was a sakana for me and my wife to be there. I, as one grandparent, my wife and my other, my mechutin, also a Talmid Chacham, Rabbi Kovitz, did not come to the wedding. We participated through Zoom because in the Shmat, the Bahil and Avshal Seichem. Anybody who makes a simcha has a responsibility to be careful how they conduct it, and where they conduct it, and the format of how they conduct it. We have to basically protect ourselves, protect the community. It's Avas Hashem and Avas Abrios. If you really love somebody, in this case sometimes it's a bigger mitzvah not to invite them to the simcha and expose them to unnecessary contamination. We're concerned about this when it comes to grown-ups. We're concerned about when it comes to schools. God forbid our children in the school should be contaminated. If the Board of Education finds us out, they're going to close down our yeshivas. We have to have a communal conscience over here of a feeling called Yisrael Reimim Zelazer, responsible for Klal Yisrael, responsible for the safety of the world at large. We have to be an Erla Goyim to conduct ourselves with proper shmira and serve as a representative to the world at large, how we're going to conquer this machla in a spiritual format and a physical format, because the Kiddush Shem Shemayim. Let us pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we as the Amanivcha, the Ar LaGoyim, will accomplish this, and with Siyata Deshmaya, Hashem should give us a refuas ha-nefesh, a refuas ha-guf, eradicate this machla from the face of this world, return us to the normal type of spiritual and productive lifestyle that we want to lead, and to be able to communicate once again with our friends and relatives on an intimate level without fear of any contamination anymore. We're coming out to the Yom HaNerayim. The world's existence is now being prayed for. The whole world, the Jewish world and non-Jewish world. Let us hope and pray our collective prayers and our behavior patterns of tshuva, tefillah, tzedakah, mavir, ranas, gzeira. We should be zochah this year for Yeshuas and refuas. Be as Mashiach said Kenu, where Chazal say when the Mashiach comes and Tchias HaMesim takes place, all the sickness from the face of this world will be eliminated. Those who are brought back to life, even if they died with sickness, will come back ultimately healthy again and be able to live in the Tekuf of Mashiachias with Brias HaNefesh and Brias HaGuf to the end of time for Olam Haba. Practice Avas Hashem, Avas HaTorah, Avas Eretzrael, and importantly, Avat HaBrios. Make sure we do such, and Hashem will reward us accordingly.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.